The following is a review of the Equity Investments Principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Security Market Indices. The first LOS asks us to describe a security market index. A security market index is used to represent the performance of an asset class, security market, or segment of a market. They are usually created as portfolios of individual securities, which are referred to as the constituent securities of the index. An index has a numerical value that is calculated from the market prices of its constituent securities at a point in time. An index return is the percentage change in the index's value over a period of time. The next LOS requires us to calculate and interpret the value, price return, and total return of an index. An index return may be calculated using a price index or a return index. A price index uses only the prices of the constituent securities in the return calculation. A rate of return that is calculated based on a price index is referred to as a price return. A return index includes both prices and income from the constituent securities. A rate of return that is calculated based on a return index is called a total return. If the assets in an index produce interim cash flows, such as dividends or interest payments, the total return will be greater than the price return. Once returns are calculated for each period, they then can be compounded together to arrive at the return for the measurement period. For example, if the returns for the first two periods were 0.5% and 1.04%, they would be geometrically linked by multiplying 1.005 by 1.0104 and subtracting 1 to produce 1.55%. If the starting index value is 100, its value after two periods would be 100 times 1.0155, or 101.55. The next LOS is to describe the choices and issues in index construction and management. Index providers must make several decisions. What is the target market the index is intended to measure? Which securities from the target market should be included? How should the securities be weighted in the index? How often should the index be rebalanced? And when should the selection and weighting of securities be re-examined? The target market may be defined very broadly, such as stocks in the United States, or narrowly, such as small-cap value stocks in the United States. It may also be defined by geographic region or by economic sector, for example, cyclical stocks. The constituent stocks in the index could be all the stocks in that market or just a representative sample. The selection process may be determined by an objective rule or subjectively by a committee. The next LOS is to compare the different weighting methods used in index construction. Weighting schemes for stock indexes include price weighting, equal weighting, market capitalization weighting, float-adjusted market capitalization weighting, and fundamental weighting. A price-weighted index is simply an arithmetic average of the prices of the securities included in the index. The divisor of a price-weighted index is adjusted for stock splits and changes in the composition of the index when securities are added or deleted, such that the index value is unaffected by such changes. The advantage of a price-weighted index is that its computation is simple. One disadvantage is that a given percentage change in the price of a higher-priced stock has a greater impact on the index's value than does an equal percentage change in the price of a lower-priced stock. Put another way, higher-priced stocks have more weight in the calculation of a price-weighted index. Additionally, a stock's weight in the index going forward changes if the firm splits its stock, repurchases stock, or issues stock dividends, as all of these actions will affect the price of the stock and therefore its weight in the index. A portfolio that has an equal number of shares in each of the constituent stocks will have price returns that will match the returns of a price-weighted index. Two major price-weighted indexes are the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Nikkei Dow Jones Stock Average. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a price-weighted index based on 30 U.S. stocks. The Nikkei Dow is constructed from the prices of 225 stocks that trade in the first section of the Tokyo Stock Exchange. An equal-weighted index is calculated as the arithmetic average return of the index stocks and, for a given time period, would be matched by the returns on a portfolio that had equal dollar amounts invested in each index stock. As with a price-weighted index, an advantage of an equal-weighted index is its simplicity. One complication with an equal-weighted index return is that a matching portfolio would have to be adjusted periodically, or rebalanced, as prices change so that the values of all security positions are made equal each period. The portfolio rebalancing required to match the performance of an equal-weighted index creates high transactions costs that would decrease portfolio returns. Another concern with an equal-weighted index is that the weights placed on the returns of the securities of smaller capitalization firms are greater than their proportions of the overall market value of the index stocks. Conversely, the weights on the returns of large capitalization firms in the index are smaller than their proportions of the overall market value of the index stocks. The Value Line Composite Average and the Financial Times Ordinary Share Index are well-known examples of equal-weighted indexes. A market capitalization-weighted index or value-weighted index has weights based on the market capitalization of each index stock as a proportion of the total market capitalization of all the stocks in the index. A market capitalization-weighted index return can be matched with a portfolio in which the value of each security position in the portfolio is the same proportion of the total portfolio value as the proportion of that security's market capitalization to the total market capitalization of all of the securities included in the index. This weighting method more closely represents changes in aggregate investor wealth than price weighting. Because the weight of an index stock is based on its market capitalization, a market capitalization-weighted index does not need to be adjusted when a stock splits or pays a stock dividend. An alternative to using a firm's market capitalization to calculate its weight in an index is to use its market float. A firm's market float is the total value of the shares that are actually available to the investing public, and excludes the value of shares held by controlling stockholders, because they are unlikely to sell their shares. For example, the float for Microsoft would exclude shares owned by the founders, Bill Gates and Paul Allen, and those of certain other large shareholders as well. The market float is often calculated excluding those shares held by corporations or governments as well. Sometimes the market float calculation excludes shares that are not available to foreign buyers and is then referred to as the free float. The reason for this is to better match the index weights of stocks to their proportions of the total value of all the shares of index stocks that are actually available to investors. A float-adjusted market capitalization-weighted index is constructed like a market capitalization-weighted index. The weights, however, are based on the proportionate value of each firm's shares that are available to investors to the total market value of the shares of index stocks that are available to investors. Firms with relatively large percentages of their shares held by controlling stockholders will have less weight than they have in an unadjusted market capitalization index. The advantage of market capitalization-weighted indexes of either type is that index security weights represent proportions of total market value. The primary disadvantage of value-weighted indexes is that the relative impact of a stock's return on the index increases as its price rises and decreases as its price falls. This means that stocks that are possibly overvalued are given disproportionately high weights in the index, and stocks that are possibly undervalued are given disproportionately low weights. Holding a value-weighted portfolio is, therefore, similar to following a momentum strategy, under which the most successful stocks are given the greatest weights and poor-performing stocks are underweighted. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index Composite is an example of a market capitalization-weighted index. An index that uses fundamental weighting uses weights based on firm fundamentals, such as earnings, dividends, or cash flow. In contrast to market capitalization index weights, these weights are unaffected by the share prices of the index stocks, although they are related over the long term. Fundamental weights can be based on a single measure or some combination of fundamental measures. An advantage of a fundamental-weighted index is that it avoids the bias of market capitalization-weighted indexes toward the performance of the shares of overvalued firms and away from the performance of the shares of undervalued firms. A fundamental-weighted index will actually have a value tilt, overweighting firms with high value-based metrics, such as book-to-market ratios or earnings yields. Note that a firm with a high earnings yield, total earnings to total market value relative to other index firms, will, by construction, have a higher weight in an earnings-weighted index because, among index stocks, its earnings are high relative to its market value.